Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message on this Good Shepherd Sunday is fittingly, I'm a sheep, not just a number. Based on our reading from John 10, finding one verse there and then the verses following our text, Jesus said, the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Jesus goes on to say, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. So far our text. I encourage you to follow your sermon outline provided for you in the bulletin. It's blue as we consider our theme, I'm a sheep, not a number. Everyone seems to be interested in numbers these days. Everywhere you go, numbers, numbers, numbers. You go to the grocery store, you're known by your debit card number. When I go to the bank, they only know me by my bank account number. The province knows me by my driver's license number. The federal government knows me by my social insurance number. And recently, you've gone through probably what our family has gone through with Revenue Canada, preparing your income tax forms. The number games of all number games, pages and pages of number. Everybody knows my number. Does anybody know me? Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And he tells you today that you are his precious sheep. You are not just a number. Here's a word of comfort in our text today. We are intimately known by God. Listen to these two verses, 11 and 14. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me. There is someone. In this impersonal, number-laden world, there is someone who knows you by name and loves you dearly. It's easy to feel alone in an impersonal world. It's easy to feel more like a number than a name. It's easy to feel like no one really cares. But it's not true. You are intimately known by and loved by your good shepherd, Jesus Christ. He has come to us to forgive us and to love us individually. He knows what you have done. And he loves you anyhow and calls you by name. He has come to tie us closely to the very heart of God and to assure us this day, especially on Good Shepherd Sunday, that you are just not a number in somebody's accounting process. But there's a word of challenge in this text as well, that we are to reach out to all of those not yet in this flock. Verse 16 says, Jesus speaking, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. Then they too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Jesus is the shepherd. We are the sheep. But there are others. There are other sheep who were lost and dying and straying. Just this week, Don and I and Pastor Hung returned from a three-day intercultural ministry conference in Toronto, Ontario. And let me say one thing, after spending 3 days in Ontario, I'm sure glad I live here. Talk about feeling like a number with no name. But at this conference, our eyes were opened and our hearts were open and our eyes were brought to tears But the ministry in Jesus' name, our Lutheran Church Canada, is doing all over this wonderful country. For at this conference, from our own Lutheran Church Canada, there were men and women from two or three or four different African countries. People whose first language was French, Chinese, Korean, Persian. The list goes on. All of these people who had a passion to reach out in Jesus' name to their fellow countrymen who had settled in our country with the precious gospel of Jesus meant for all people. Jesus says there are still some sheep that aren't yet brought into this fold. The challenge for us is to be that individual and to be that congregation that reaches out to others not yet in this flock. And here's where we begin meddling today. And to reach out to the sheep in this sheep pen, this flock called Trinity Lutheran Church. The sheep who are hurting. The sheep who were wounded. The sheep who were absent. And you know who they are. Others who could be here. It's time for those who are in the flock to quit just thinking about others who are outside and to start reaching out to them in the name and with the love of Jesus. Other sheep in this sheep pen could be our friends, could be our family members, could be inactive members who are hurting for any number of reasons. They need our personal invitation, our personal love and care in the name of Jesus. I had a seminary professor who's gone to heaven now. He taught me preaching. Little did he know, as I struggled in his class, that I would soon be teaching preaching in another seminary. But old Doc Kemmerer had a wonderful saying to all of us pastor wannabes. He said this, "Always be nice to everybody, because everybody is hurting." Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." And the challenge for us is to reach out to those, and you know who that person is in your life, who needs your love and care, who needs your invitation, who needs you to be with them, that they might hear, come, and hear the word of Jesus, their good shepherd. It reminds me of something that happened on our dairy farm years ago in Green Acres, Washington. Time and time again, a salesman would come to the farm door. Oh, it was the Watkins man. It was the Fuller Brush man. It was this salesman or that salesman. And Grandma would say these words always to them after she bought things she really didn't need. She would say to him, "And by the way, there's still room at the dinner table for you. There is still room at the dinner table for those other sheep in our lives. Pray to God that our good shepherd would lay upon our hearts this week the name of one person we could reach out to with the love of Jesus. Jesus says in the text, "I lay down my life for the sheep." Again, there's a word of comfort and also a word of challenge. Here's a word of comfort. Jesus' death is our life. Listen to these precious verses. Jesus said, "I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and he runs away. This man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Oh, there are many people in our lives today who promise, who make big promises to us. "I'll be on your side when hard times come. I'll help me when you really need help. You can count on me when you have nowhere else to turn." People promise, yet we often learn that too many people in our lives are more like the hired hand of the text. When the real problem comes and the wolf arrives, They run to protect their own interests, to protect their own rear ends. But this is not the way it is with Jesus, our shepherd. Listen to verse 11 again. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." What makes me good? The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Maybe you've heard that old saying, "over my dead body." Usually we say that when we mean, you're not going to get away with anything. The only way you're going to get away with it is if first you come through me. Over my dead body, this is going to occur. Where did we get that saying? It comes from this text where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep." In Palestine, at the time of Christ, when shepherds were shepherding their flocks, they would try to get him into an enclosed area at night for protection, but often they couldn't fully enclose the area. So the shepherd himself would bodily lay himself down in the opening, over the opening to the sheep pen. It was as if he was telling the wolves or the coyotes around, "If you want my sheep, you must come through me. The only way you're going to get to my sheep is over my dead body." And on the cross, Jesus laid down his life for his sheep. On the cross, our Lord Jesus Christ permitted the wolves of sin, the wolves of death, the wolves of the devil himself to tear him apart. Why? For his sheep. And they tore him apart even unto death over my dead body. But on Easter Sunday morning, he rose. He rose in victory over all the wolves that would destroy and attack you this day. And here's a word of challenge. You've heard the word of comfort, and now the word of challenge. The word of challenge is for us not to be selfish hired hands. Again, listen to the text. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and he runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and he scatters it. That man runs away because he's a hired hand and really cares nothing for the sheep. Jesus calls us in this text to be his assistant shepherds or under shepherds. He is the good shepherd. But the task he has for all of his flock today is to be under shepherds, not to be hired hands. That is, to be Christians, to be church members who don't ask, "What's in it for me? What can I get out of the church or the Christian faith?" But to ask, "What can I do to care for the sheep inside and outside the sheep pen called Trinity Lutheran Church?" So today I ask you today to ask God to lay on your heart the name of just one person to whom you will reach out in the name and with the love of Jesus. Years ago, a pastor by the name of Richard Williams telephoned his sermon topic into a local newspaper, the Norfolk, Virginia Ledger. He said, "The title of my sermon is, 'The Lord is My Shepherd.'" The operator said, "Is that all?" And he said, "That's enough." And the next day in the church page in the paper, the title of the sermon read, "The Lord is My Shepherd. That's enough." My friends, it hurts to feel like a number among countless others. It hurts to feel alone or uncared for. It hurts to feel like a number and not a name. But you have a good shepherd. His name is Jesus. What are his credentials for being a good shepherd? Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep." He laid down his life for you. He rose in victory for you. The Lord is your shepherd. That's enough. You are His precious sheep, not just a number. In the name of Jesus, amen.